News Talk 1620 WTAW. It's Monday. Time for our update from United Way of the Brazos Valley. And Allison on hand, and hard to believe that campaign season's upon us. Community campaign's going to start in a little bit, but now it's time for the state employees to get ready to roll.
Yep. State Employee Charitable Campaign kicks off September 1st. It goes until October 31st. We are doing training on campus at Texas A&M today, training all of the employee coordinators, or they call them area coordinators, unit coordinators. We're getting materials out to all of our other state agencies. And the State Employee Charitable Campaign is the opportunity for state employees to make a pledged gift through payroll deduction. So they have about 8 or 10 weeks in which to do that. And then they make a designated gift. So that the difference between State Employee Charitable Campaign and community campaign is this is 100% employee designated. So they have a selection of charities in which they can choose from. And United Way is just generally the manager of those funds. We just ensure that it's all done according to their plans.
And as I bring up every year that we talk about SECC in particular, that while Texas A&M is the biggest player, I'd never want to forget all the variety of other state agencies that are around here.
Sure, sure. So overall, State Employee Charitable Campaign last year raised $570,000, which is a pretty amazing amount for our region. And the a good chunk of that is from A&M, of course, being the largest employer and being a state agency, A&M and System and all of their branches and everything like that. Of course, they raised a lot, but that's not to say that what was raised elsewhere was not significant either. Texas Department of Criminal Justice, we have a few prisons in our region. Then we've also got HHSC, TxDOT. Who else? There's Department of Transportation, everything like that. It's DPS. All of those state agencies are eligible for our State Employee Charitable Campaign.
In fact, some of those other state agencies have a larger footprint outside of Brazos County, where y'all still have a service area.
Absolutely. So TDCJ is a good example of that. They've got a couple divisions in a few different cities: Navasota, one here in town, another one kind of out close to Madisonville. And those employees, they're incredibly supportive to the State Employee Charitable Campaign. They give a lot of money and support in a great deal because they understand that just because they're outside of Bryan-College Station doesn't mean that the needs stop there, and they can still make an impact right where they live throughout the region. SECC donors have hundreds and thousands of charities to choose from. There is a book that they can choose any charity across the state. But we always, you know, it's our duty to encourage you to think about local, think about your community first. If you've got a pet project someplace else in the state of Texas that you want to support, by all means, you can do that, and you can select multiple charities to do that. But of course, think about the local community. Think about where you can make an impact right here in the Brazos Valley. And that's where we just really want to encourage people to give, encourage people to think about making a contribution, because it doesn't matter. This is the same on no matter how you give to United Way, whether it's through workplace campaign, through the community campaign, whether it's Over the Edge, our big fundraiser in a couple weeks, SECC. It's not about the amount of money. It's about what your dollars create in our community. And it's that everybody doing a little bit adds up to be a big deal in our community, and it makes a huge impact.
You've made the reference Over the Edge. That's not too far away, and I'm guessing there may be a slot or two that's still open and somebody wants to jump in and do a bit of fundraising.
They absolutely can jump in. So Over the Edge is September 7th. That is the day that individuals who have raised their $1,000 will be rappelling down the Hilton College Station. It's going to be a fun adventure. There are still spots. We have about 60 people registered, which is wonderful. And then they're working on their fundraising. So there's still a couple ways that you can get involved. You can register and raise your funds. You can support others. We're encouraging people to take 5 minutes and go make $5 donations to five different people that you know or don't know. This is about supporting each other on our mission to achieve amazing things. And so it doesn't even have to be about a relationship. You can just say, you know, I want to make an impact. Here's $5, here's $10, here's $25. Every little bit helps them achieve their goal. And then, of course, you can come out and watch on September 7th. You're welcome to stop by the Hilton, watch a few people rappel, cheer them on. I've been on the edge of that building. I can use all the cheers I can get at that moment. It's for some, they are feed off of those cheers, and it just energizes them more. For others, they need that. They need that faith from down below that they can accomplish this big endeavor and have a good time with it.
More information online.
Absolutely. Absolutely. OverTheEdgeBrazosValley.org. Anything else about State Employee Charitable Campaign that you can find at SECCTexas.org. And of course, you can check us out on our Facebook or on our website, UWBV.org.
And that's your update from United Way of the Brazos Valley. President Allison Prince with us on News Talk 1620 WTAW.